This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that customer monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
All righty, welcome to the show. Last week we tried to get everything in, but I think Ashley talked a little bit too much.
That's so. Never the issue. That's me talking over you.
Yes, let's be real. You do talk over me quite a bit, but that's okay. I just take it yeah. And take it.
Yeah.
All through the week you do that, though.
I grew up. I grew up,
yes,
and then
did.
I get to smack you around a little bit, being the daughter now, finally.
Good for you, yeah. It's a good thing I don't get around you when you drive
business.
The truck, because you'll just run right over me and tell mom it was an accident.
That's very true, yeah. Well, see, that's what happens in family business, you know? Like, you do get the chance to, when you grow up and you work in the family business, and you get to slap the parents and stuff and the uncles and everybody around a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So
the
you get to look forward to that.
The teacher becomes the student.
Right. I know a bunch of people are laughing about that, seriously, because they can relate.
Oh, I know there's some young ones out there laughing.
That's what I'm saying.
The older ones are like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one or two of those myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, our show is based on, you're talking about small business, and I think in the realm of where we're at with politically and everything else, you know, people are listening because last week we talked about some of the debates, mm-hmm. and everything, and we talked about how little small business were talked about, only whenever the question was asked, of course. And but now over the past few days and past week, it's gotten its heat up a little bit, and I think people are finally realizing that small businesses are the backbone. As we've said forever, they're the backbone of America, and the economy, financially, and everything else. And let's face it, if you look at the numbers on the amount of people that small businesses and mom and pops have hired throughout this economic tsunami we just came out of, small businesses pulled America through one of the worst financial times they had in decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think people are it's kind of like they keep referring to, all the political correctness and everything else, and people are just tired of it. They're tired of small businesses, not just small business, but people are just tired of, the government running over them with stuff. I mean,
I think people are just tired.
Well, yeah, and they're just, they're mad, and they want, it wants to be fair. And that's the problem, is things aren't fair. And
well, that's it. People want to be treated like people.
Right.
And they don't want to be treated like pawns. And there was one guy, and we're not endorsing any, any one of the candidates, that's for sure, on the show. If you want to email us, we'll tell you which one we'll vote for. But, on the show, we won't do that. But last night it was funny because I thought it rang true, to everything that you're hearing right now. And, of course, Donald Trump started out in, I think it's Alabama, and he's supposed to have...
Yeah, Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile, that's right. And he was supposed to have 500 people. He ended up with 25 to 30,000 people.
30,000.
Yeah, 30,000. Yeah. And let's be real here. Now, he did send some buses to get some of them, pick them up, for free travel. But unlike some of the other candidates at the time, he didn't pay for them to be there.
Right. Well, that's...
I think that speaks a lot. And there was one man who was interviewed, leading up to that, before he had his thing last night, and the gentleman was saying, he's probably about my age, maybe a little bit older, and he was in Mobile and they were doing some interviews, and he said, we're just, you know, just what you were saying, we're just tired of nobody listening to us. We're tired of the government being, you know, this huge thing that they've become. And I think that's why Donald Trump is getting this exposure. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, he's fresh, he's new, he's definitely outspoken.
Well, that's the part of the thing is, think about yourself. Like, you want to say these things to a government, right? Like,
right.
You're thinking these things in your head, correct?
Sure.
So when he says these things, you're like, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of people are relating to that, where it's like, you know, but people are tired of it. And it's just, you know.
And we see it every day because we, you know, a lot of our contracts that we have in our businesses, like we said before, you know, we've sold most of our businesses, but the ones we had and the one that we still have, you know, we have government contracts, and we see this. We see the waste. We see the things that are going on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, that aren't able to see and deal with some of the, you know, government people and employees and some of the money that's being distributed and everything. And it's I'm going to tell you, folks, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
This is a small level that we're talking about. You know, we're a small business. And, you know, you exponentially, there's no telling how much money's wasted. It's gotten completely out of hand. There's no doubt about it.
Well, if the candidates are smart, they're going to focus on the small business, because, I mean, that's a huge... It's like last week talking about the percentages of how many small businesses are out there. I mean, that's a huge crowd. So it's you got to focus on it. So.
It's unreal. And, you know, the thing is, and I've said it for years, and I... this is one of the things I say to some of the people who I work with or I work for with our contracts. I say, you know, if I ran my business like the government ran their business, I'd be out of business in 2 days. And it's that simple.
It's the truth.
Well, it is the truth. And, well, that's because we're borrowing money to pay interest. I mean, you do that personally, you're broke.
Right.
We're borrowing money to pay our interest back. We can't even pay down our loan.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous. So, you know, these things got to change. I don't care who you vote for or anything else. Just keep those things in mind, because it got to change. We can't stay status quo, or the United States of America is not going to be around. And I think that's what that's the cry that you hear right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's loud, too. Well,
loud.
It's loud. All right. Get off the soapbox real quick. But, you know, those are important things. That's what we're talking about even last week.
It's relatable.
About.
It's all going on right now. So
absolutely. You know, it's really it's funny to see that they have consumer problems everywhere.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I had no idea where this country was. I had a good idea, but I had no idea, you know, completely. But Botswana, you ever heard of that?
I can't say that I have.
Botswana, that's in Africa.
Uh-huh.
It's a small country in Africa. They have a little over, I looked them up, Googled them, 2.1 million people. In the the Ministry of Trade and Industry in Botswana put out a pamphlet, and it is on consumer complaints.
Oh, wow.
This is good. It's same, pretty much same stuff we've always heard. But it says, let me read this, because I don't want to mess it up now, because, you know, it's the government. Speaking of government.
Don't mess it up.
Consumer complaints. There are many types of consumer complaints apart from complaining about damaged and unsatisfactory goods. Consumer complaints might be about lack of communication or rudeness. Yeah, I complain. Delay in providing the goods that are bought. It'd be a good one. Costs that were not initially brought to the attention of the consumer. How many times that happened? Oh, by the way, you know, the chair is $10, but it costs you $400 tax, you know. Things like it. Can't take it with you. Liens, right to keep a client's property until he or she pays an agreed amount of money. Whatever. Now they go on. They want to talk about handling consumer complaints. It's estimated that, this is what they say, it's estimated that for every consumer complaint received, there are at least 27 complaints that are never expressed. Take one thing. You know...
I don't even have any words for that right now.
Yeah, I got nothing. That's straight from Jump Street right there. Furthermore, it goes on. Furthermore, a customer with a complaint is likely to tell 20 to 25 other customers about their bad experience, which we know that.
Well, yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. I mean, and a customer is upset, we know that we'll tell that many, and a customer who's happy will tell five.
Oh, yeah.
That's just human nature. We talked about it many times. Therefore, sellers, retailers, you need to have a procedure. Well, their procedure that they're outlining here is this: a suggested customer complaint procedure. Consider the following 8-step procedure for handling customer complaints in your organization. Provide customers with opportunities to complain. We do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hello? Oh, you're complaining? Click.
Yeah. Yeah. You know immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many small business owners out there love it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, it is amazing whenever somebody, you know, like I think about like Twitter and all that stuff, whenever somebody's not happy, mm-hmm. they'll go tell everybody and they're like, do you know what I heard? It's like the little gossiper.
Oh, that, they're hiding behind it. And it, you know, it's, you know, several years ago, I heard, I think Leah told us a story about one of her friends, you know, the boyfriend and girlfriend broke up via texting.
Like, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. It's so easy to do those things email and, mm-hmm. you know, digitally. And I guess you could write out your letter and take a picture of it and send it to them, you know.
Tweet them.
I don't want you anymore. Give customers your full and undivided attention. That's a good one. Listen completely. Ask a question. What else? What else? What else, Ashley? What else? I don't know. Agree the problem exists and never argue. Never disagree. Apologize. Resolve the complaint and ask again, what else?
Oh, good Lord.
How do they say that in Botswana?
What else?
What else? Mm. Thank the customer for bringing the complaint to your attention. I thank you for complaining. Please, have you got anything else?
I welcome your complaint.
Call your friend and tell them and talk to them because I want to hear their complaint too. Because there's 27 more of you if you complain.
I know. This always makes me think of around Christmas time when all these retail people, these poor people that have to deal with this stuff coming, you know.
And then the returns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're talking about regulatory issues for small businesses. We'll be right back.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
I don't know if you have seen this commercial. I have been laughing the past few days, and I saw it for the first time just the other day. And
I laugh, and I haven't even seen it.
Oh, it's hysterical. It starts off. It's very quick, but it starts off this lady. She's in her shop, and she's talking about. She's looking at the camera, and she says, "You know, I had to figure out a way how to make my business look more professional and bring in more customers." And then she goes, "Well, I got this website, and all of a sudden, I have." And she's got her customer standing right in front of her. This first one, she goes, "I finally have my first customer, and it's not my family or friends." And she starts doing this like thing with her arms where she's like, as you know, they call it on Twitter the air humping is what they're referring to.
Careful.
But it's hysterical. I mean, I don't know how else to like put it if you haven't seen it, but it's actually for GoDaddy. And it's brilliant because the thing is like, I remember I was laughing, but at the same time I'm going, you know what? Truthfully, how many people feel that way? Because when
absolutely.
First start your business, you're going, okay, it's all my friends and family. I got to tell them about it. They're the ones supporting me. And when you get that first customer, that's exactly how you feel. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. So
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie with Steve Martin, the jerk, whenever he got the phone book and he looks at it and says, "I am somebody."
Right. That's,
you know, that's how you feel, you know.
Right. You get that first business credit card.
I thought you were going to do that this week when you got your pins in the mail for your business.
It's true.
You start throwing them at everybody.
I know. I start tossing them around.
You know, like cigars when you have a baby.
It's just a good feeling. You know what I mean? So, I thought that was hilarious.
Sure,
but a lot of people on like Twitter and stuff are talking about it, but it's hysterical. So if you haven't seen it, go Google it, but it's GoDaddy small business commercial. It's pretty new, I think. So anyway, but.
And from this point further, we will actually refer to air humping as AH.
Yeah. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, that's what they call it all the time.
So we won't get in trouble.
You know? Yeah. Those are not my words per se. So,
actually, they were your words.
Well, I was trying to think, how can I reword that?
I don't know of a way to reword that.
You know what? You go search it, and you will see what I'm talking about.
I don't want to search that. Yeah. You know, you start searching things like that, and there's no telling what will come up.
Yeah, don't misspell websites. That's not a good thing either. I learned my lesson. You know what? We'll move on to questions.
Yes,
but,
AH is gone.
Yeah, if you have any questions, send them to Ashley at businessbewareshow.com. And we'll talk about them on the show or email you back and chat then and have you on the show. So this one comes from Bradley in South Carolina. He says, "I was listening to you on WSPO 1390 last week where you talked about growing your business. Talking about growing your business. I got out of the corporate world and just started my business 2 months ago. How can I grow my business with just starting out?"
Very carefully. You know, we talked about that last week, and we talk about that every week. No, we don't talk about every week growing your business. We talk about a lot of other things, but that's probably one of the main things we talked about, that we talk about it because, you know, that's important. But it's even more important to realize there's times to grow your business and there's times not to grow your business. It depends on where you're at financially. It depends on, because a lot of people, I mean, I will give you a perfect example. One of the young men that I sold one of the businesses to, I mean, he's pretty much by himself, and mm-hmm. he can't take on any more. And so it's, you know, before he grows his business, he's got to get his foundation. He's got to get, he has the equipment, that's not any problem, but he needs to get manpower or womanpower, whatever it may be. I mean, he needs to get some, you know, some help. And so he's not ready to grow that business any more than where he's at right now. So it depends on, number one, where you're at, you know, financially, where you're at, workload and everything else. Because believe me when I tell you, it's just like a hobby or a pastime or doing anything that's fun. It is no longer fun whenever you are, it stresses you out.
Oh, because yeah.
It's a load on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So there is so much to that, and we're going to talk about that, so we can answer his question during the show, too.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think, too, I mean, when you first start out, it's kind of, I always refer back to the quality over the quantity.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Especially with customers, because, I mean, that's a whole kind of part of our base of the show about, you know, dealing with bad customers and everything, but I still think that's one of the number one things is the quality over the quantity. And, you know, whether it's not just customers, but also just anything you're doing, you know, and just like not going and buying the brand new stuff, the brand new truck, the brand new this, brand new that, you know, do it as you go. You don't have to have the brand new of everything.
In certain instances, you do, but I'd say 90% of the time you do not. If you buy an old truck or your delivery service and you're buying an old truck and you're working all the time, well, you know, you may have to make a decision. And I will go back to, like you said, quantity and quality and the differences between the two. I'll go back to what I've always preached. You know, I'd rather have 80% of the business at 100% of my price than 100% of the business at 80% of my price. Because at the end of the year, mm-hmm. I'm going to do 20% less business, and but I'm going to have a better bottom line. So, you know, you've got to look at those things. You've got to start. One of the biggest things you've got to do as a small business owner, when you first start out, you've got to realize that you can fire some customers. You definitely, number one, fire the customer monster, which we affectionately call the person that's, you know, just wants to, you know, ruin your world, you
right.
know. And I guess in Botswana, they wouldn't do that. They would ask, what else? You know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. But you've got to make those. And some of them are tough decisions. Maybe a family member. You know, may not have any other customers yet. I don't know.
Right. Like the GoDaddy commercial.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you know, you remember that feeling.
and most people start out that way. But you've got to realize you've got to be prepared to do those things. And a lot of people, quite frankly, they can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people I've seen before, and I've looked them straight in the face and said, you shouldn't be a business owner.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Well, and I think, too, is the fear. You have to get over the fear of things. So it's
you fear
natural.
That you're not going to have any money in the bank because you're firing a customer. But the thing
right.
is, you
mm-hmm.
take that one bad customer, it's a custom monster we're talking about. I mean, you get rid of he or she, and then all of a sudden, your profits are going to be increased by however much because you're able to go out and get new customers and you'll be able to service your good customers better.
Right. Well, this one comes from Haley in Washington. She says, what are some cheap marketing ideas for small business owners?
That's up to you. Cheap?
No, well, I always stick with, I have found that t-shirts.
Mm.
T-shirts are one of the best things you can do because people love free t-shirts, free stuff. And the thing is that when they wear that t-shirt around, think about it. What do you do when you see a cool t-shirt or something? You read it. And then it's like, it's visual, you know?
If you can read, yeah.
Well, also people are wearing it for free. So they got this free t-shirt. They're wearing it for you and walking around. They're walking billboards.
Well, who's going to wear a t-shirt and advertise someone that they don't believe in? It's just like someone coming up to you asking, hey, I'm new there. What's a good pizza place here? Well, they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you what they like.
Right. Well, I think another thing, too, is like you just said about the pins. I mean, I love getting free pins. And then whenever you use it and somebody else uses it and you pass it along or anything.
Pin geek.
No, it's just one of those things. I mean, those are easy, simple ways because you're giving it to somebody, just like a bank when they give you a free pin. I mean, I have a pin from 2 years ago, the place I ate in Chicago.
Well, I will still always go back to the cheapest and the best is word of mouth, but using those things you're talking about,
right.
pins and
I agree
t-shirts,
with that.
Get you to word of mouth.
Right.
Because
exactly.
that's the best
if
thing.
If you want a marketing thing, that's a cheap way to go, but and it works.
Did you just agree with me? There's something to matter.
Once.
In the world.
One time.
Okay, never again. We'll be right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Business Talk Radio.
Your kind of music. Yeah. You know, we were talking about questions sent in, and we got one more from Chad in Atlanta. And this talks about last week from...
a little jig, I just caught that.
Yeah. Oh, you got that? Yeah. Oh, you got that finally. Yeah.
No A-H, just a little jig.
It takes him a little while. This actually was referring to that Lambert's thing we were talking about last week, the third rolls. It said, I heard about Lambert's where the guy is trying to sue the business for hitting him with a roll. As a business owner, how can you protect yourself in frivolous lawsuits, against frivolous lawsuits?
Don't throw rolls.
Yeah.
Don't throw anything.
Or at least don't hit him in the eye. Like, well, hit him, like, you know, on the floor.
Probably, if the truth be known, once it comes out, the dude probably, I mean, threw it right at him. And it probably went through both of his hands and smacked him in the eye.
Probably. That's probably the real
catch.
Truth, yeah.
It's probably what it was. I guess they could give him, like, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, they could, you know, give you gloves.
Right, it's like in baseball. I couldn't see it because of the light.
You know what? Right. Speaking of that, they're talking about now, which I think is a great thing. I heard on TV this morning, excuse me, they were talking about increasing the nets. We talked about this last week in baseball games, you know, how dangerous it is. And a lady got hit yesterday, matter of fact, rushed to hospital, and she's... you know, doing better, but they need to increase more nets around the baseball, you know, by home plate. And I think that's a great idea. I just had to throw that in.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. Like, it just, there it goes.
Yeah. I say baseball and you just start talking. Well,
I know.
Frivolous lawsuits. We've actually talked about this, yeah, quite a few times. And actually, lately, especially the past 2 years, it's been ridiculous. And the frivolous lawsuits that people are trying to sue against small business owners. Because
it all started with a hot cup of coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true. And, well, I mean, it's like people are looking for something. But, I mean, as a small business owner, you know, you can protect yourself with different things, but at the same time, it's like you don't know who's going to walk through the door. I mean, I think that's kind of where, too, is where if you have a customer that you know that is going to create problems for you, mm-hmm. you might as well, it's kind of like a bad friend. You know, just cut them off.
Yeah, but you don't know that sometimes.
I know.
Things happen. And some people, I mean, listen, some people set you up. They even have people that go around with, I mean, they had one years ago. I remember they sued a hotel, and they found out that he carried a squirt ball around with him to squirt the floor wet, and then he would slip on it.
Yeah.
They call him the slip master.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know. And there's different ways, like, you know, the insurance and all the different stuff that you can, like, you know, somewhat prepare for it. But it's kind of like, you know, your home whenever you do all this stuff and then you have a flood or you have a hurricane. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
I think 1,000% you got to lawyer up.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I mean, but that's the sad thing is that.
It is. You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, all the fees and stuff that you pay. So, I mean, it's.
And I think especially if you're, you know, there's so many different type of businesses nowadays. There's on the internet. There's, you know, brick-and-mortar businesses. There's service businesses. And, you know, of course, the ones on the Internet, of course, you know, less likely to have something to that. All you're going to do is, you know, have to give a refund sometime because you have a customer that just, you know, doesn't get it. And but, you know, if you have a brick-and-mortar place, probably the most likely to have something like that happen. And even with your service, when you're going to the places, that's a possibility. But, I mean, the best thing to do is you know, you're going to put disclaimers at your door. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do everything that you can and say, you know, hey, if you get hurt here, it's too bad. Yeah, and some people do that. I mean, I've walked into places mm-hmm. and they say that, you know, caution, you know, just like McDonald's when you're there or a restaurant, and they put the little yellow cone out that you almost trip over.
Right.
It says caution, wet floor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to put this here so you can trip over because it's right in the middle of the floor whenever
right.
you do that.
Right. Well, and I mean, you do have to do disclaimers. I mean, because yeah. now there's just too many options with different things, and people, you know, find a way to do something. You know, the guy squirting the squirt bottle. I mean, that's ridiculous. But yeah, I think you just kind of gotta, you know, yeah, disclaimers are a big thing. So because you don't know how to
prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Right.
That's really the only thing I can say. And just make sure you're covered. I mean, make sure it's just like driving your truck or your car down the road. Make sure you have the proper amount of coverage. that, you know, if something, you know, and more than likely, if depending on, you know, the atmosphere we have nowadays for small businesses, and the thing is, well, let me finish that statement. More than likely, it's not if, it's when. Mm-hmm. But it used to be, like I said, the hot cup of coffee at McDonald's, it used to be people targeted large corporations. It's not that way anymore.
Right. That's you what know. I mean. The past few years, it seems like it's really amped up with all the small business people and being affected with stuff. So
that's for sure. Well, you know, talking about insurance and regulations and everything else, you know, last week we started talking about some of the things you need to be mindful of. And it's actually this came out from Paychex, and I thought it was real good. So I did want to touch on it again. And last year, was it that far ago? Last week, it was healthcare. We talked about healthcare, mm-hmm. how important that was to your business. And some of the other things, one of the things they talk about is the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. And, you know, this is huge because it's a definition of marriage and, you know, they include same gender spouses. It has a significant effect on our federal laws, and including payroll taxes and health insurance, as well as employment laws. So, and we're saying these things on the show because you as a small business owner, you know, if you're one man or one woman show, don't have to worry about it. But as soon as you get an employee, guess what? It's a different ball game. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if they're a family member or not. It does not matter. So we're just trying to say these things so you will realize, you know, a lot of people, there's some people who will be, let's say, anal about these things and check everything out. Good for them. You know what I'm saying? But there's some that are so lackadaisical, like me, you know, at times, you know, that won't check those things out. So we just want to remind you of them because you need to.
Right.
Because it's, as you were just saying with that question right there, you know, insurance and everything else, people are out to get you, you know, any way they can. And they're conniving. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Gone Girl effect, you know.
Well, it's like when you think you have everything still, you know, so it's a lot as a small business owner.
And, you know, even someone that thinks they've, you know, done everything. I'll give you a perfect example. This past week, you know, all the vehicles that we've got, mom came up to me. She said, look at this. They canceled the truck that I'm driving on our insurance policy. And she hadn't called it. I mean, it's my brand new truck. And, they canceled the insurance on it because they canceled the wrong insurance. We asked them to cancel another truck, and they canceled my truck. So you got to stay on top of these
things. Yeah, if you don't, I mean, that's the thing. The one moment you think everything's good, it's like, oh, something slipped through the cracks.
Yep. Yeah, and it's always something. Moving right along, immigration and E-Verify, you know, this is a huge topic right now, especially in the, you know, talking about with the candidates and everything. Mm-hmm. And why is this? Because they just, you know, our economy is going to be dictated over the next probably a decade or two on this right here, is health care and immigration. In immigration, do they get health care, you know, back and forth? It's tied together and everything. And there's a lot going on to it. The main thing I will say about this is, you know, we're not going to talk about what you should do, what you shouldn't do. You can ask Donald Trump what you should do. He will more than happily tell you. But, you know, the I-9 form, the verification form, mm-hmm. be sure you fill that out properly. Be sure you cover all your bases. That way you are covered. That's all we're going to say about that. So it's one of those things, and this is a place where you have to protect yourself. So mm-hmm. next one is IRS priorities. That's a big one. Supreme Court, you know, they're hearing different things about the FICA tax, FICA, and make sure you're aware of the things that are going, especially there's some big changes that happened last year, I think, in the industry, which is, you know, we're tipping like waitresses and waiters. We're big mm-hmm. everything because they've announced that they are going to more closely scrutinize those things. If you have a restaurant out there or, you know, some type of organization that, you know, you have employees that are tipped, that get tips, better check into it. Yeah.
Well, the loopholes and stuff I was talking about.
Oh, well, that's
everywhere.
That's probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, and you've worked in that industry before back in college.
Uh-huh.
You've seen it. I mean, and that's how people make their money.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't hardly get paid.
Well, that's the name of the game.
Yeah. Wow. That's, you know. Well, take note, Bradley. in South Carolina with starting your business with the
yeah, exactly.
These are things to watch out for and to think of, you know. I mean, it's not, it's a lot, but, you know.
I think, you know, and there's a couple more, and we'll talk about it real quick, but one is retirement. You've got to check these things. How can you set up retirement funds for yourself and your employees? And so there's a lot. Privacy and data security. We could go on about that. That could be five shows.
Oh, I know. I mean, talk about the Ashley Madison hack.
Yeah.
You say privacy and security.
When you say privacy, that comes up right now for sure.
So. Yeah.
But there's so much, like we're saying, as a small business, you need to know these things. You need to find them out. And so much more than what we've even mentioned, because there's a lot there.
Right.
Protect yourself is the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Don't go rolls.
Don't go rolls. We'll be right back.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at 9 and he comes back home at 5:30.
Right, welcome back.
Gets the same train every time.
You know, I like to, at times I like to read stories on the internet about how some of these so-called small business experts like to write articles about small businesses.
And they've never owned a small business before?
Yeah, well, I love the ones about, a lot of these, they had one last week. I was going to talk about it, but excuse me, decided not to because I figured I'd probably get on my soapbox a little bit too much. But it was a college professor who had his kids, you know, do this story about, you know, small businesses, and then he critiqued it and everything. And one of the students said, "Have you ever owned a business?" I mean, he's at a business college, and he said,
right.
"Well, no, I have not." And one of the girls that's in there said, "Well, how can you teach this class?" He said, "Well, because I studied it. I have a PhD in it and everything."
Gotta love it.
Oh, you gotta love it. I'd like for him to get a hold of a custom monster. Custom monster to eat him.
Yeah. Well, I think that goes with not just small business. That's anything. Like when someone has a P or whatever certification, but they've never actually done it.
Yeah.
You know, anything. It's one thing to, you know, I mean, it's like the guy in Alaska. I was talking to the chef. He does the restaurant consulting now. And he's like, nobody, all these people write these books, but they don't know what they're talking about because they haven't lived it.
Well, because it's so easy to write a book.
Sure.
I mean, I could write a book. That'd be real easy. I could talk about...
That's like me writing a book about ballet. I don't know anything about ballet.
Well, I know more about ballet than you do.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, there's
a
way.
And there's a lot of people who get PhDs that, you know, they couldn't even find the college that they came from, or they wouldn't be able to tell you about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
true. I can't disclose that. Yeah, okay. 13 Reasons You're Not as Successful as You Should Be. And I'm going to give a name by Jim Kukral, which is National Federation of Independent Business, which we like them and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a great, great company, but I thought this was very humorous because I'm going to name it 13 Reasons You Should Not Own a Business if you don't understand this, because you shouldn't start a business if you think that you are this or anything else like this. That's my small version.
Go for it.
Okay. Laziness. Okay. If you're lazy, you shouldn't own your own business. It's
right.
Very simple. Wouldn't you think?
Right.
All right. Entitlement. You're not as successful as you should be. And that's a big problem nowadays. I mean, especially with everybody, they want to get rich quick. It's always been a big problem, but nowadays it's horrible. Fear. If you're scared of owning your own business, don't do it. Negativity. Now, I'm not even going there. I ain't got nothing for that. Stop thinking. Reason. You're not as successful as you should be because you stop thinking. If you're a dummy, don't open a business, okay? If you can't think these things through. Anyway, whatever.
Stop thinking. That's a good one.
No goals. It ain't hockey, folks. If you have no goals, it ain't going to work. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, okay, well, we're going to go open the doors and we're going to sell a few mugs of coffee today, but we have no goals. We'll just, you know, we don't know what to do.
Wow.
He says in here the no X factor, which would be because you're not strong, you don't have a strong personality, or, you know, you don't have the X factor. Wow, whatever. I didn't get that one. Maybe that's over my head, I think, you know, because I don't know.
You stopped thinking.
I stopped thinking and I had no goals. So you waste time. I can tell you, this is a good one. These are good points. I mean, they really are. I'm not taking anything from him. But the funny part about it is, if you have to read this to see if you need to run a business, and you're looking at these going, oh, and you think, oh, you don't need to own a business.
Right.
So at least he's warning them, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I can tell you, if you waste time, if you're a time waster, if you're a, you know, just, you just, you know, walking around looking at clouds, you don't need to own a business unless you have a photography business that takes pictures of clouds, you know, and mm-hmm. butterflies and birds that fly over and everything. And if you think small, now, I think if you could think small if you have a small business, or if you sell small things. But if you do think small, I understand where he's coming from. You think small. Think small. Think big. If you don't believe in yourself. All I got to say, folks, is, you know, we say this all the time. If you need help being told this, mm-hmm. you need to work for someone else.
Yeah, it's the truth. Well, again, a lot of times when people write these articles, I will say this, a lot of times it's because, you know, they're promoting whatever they're doing.
It's a great article for someone who wants to help themselves and everything, but if this is an article you're reading to see if I want to, I want to own a business and everything, and I got this, or, you know, you don't even need to do that. You don't even need to take the first step.
No.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. What's going to happen the first time your bank account gets low and you have to dip into your, hopefully you have a savings account to be able to pay yourself or your employees.
Right. Well, it's like tough. A lot of those motivational speakers, like, they're motivating you. They're not telling you, they're not giving you anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to get pumped up for this.
Rah.
Yeah. It's like you got to have the raw, gritty details of actually.
I'm going to pump you up like a football coach, and then somebody's going to knock your head off whenever you get out there on the field.
Yeah, nothing against any of that. It's just like, but if you really want to know how to run a small business, you're going to have to talk to the people that are in the, you know, dugout of that.
The dugout.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. This is a weird small business, Rent the Chicken. And this is from the NFIB. This is very interesting. Let's see. It actually starts out, this the Tompkins. They had 6 months left on their contract position motorcycle project, and they decided we need to do something else. So they decided one of our hobbies is they raise chickens in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And so they said, you know what we're going to do is do an urban farming for people and rent the chickens out, because they lay the 14 eggs weekly. Mm-hmm. So people can have the eggs at their home.
Yeah.
So it's a $350 turnkey service, includes free delivery. 6 months period, they'll come pick up the chickens from you. But a lot of people will keep them because they become part of the family. So, you know, but they want people to be aware of, you know, where the food comes from and everything else. But so they rent it out, the $350 they make, and then they'll go pick it up. But a lot of people keep them. But the cool thing about it is they're like chickens. Who thought we would have been renting chickens to people for a small business? But they said they didn't invest in a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a hobby, and it was something they liked to do. But it also, you know, so it's become this successful business. But it's rentthechicken.com. But I think it's kind of cool because it's like,
well, think about
chickens.
If you rent the chickens, they lay eggs, they hatch the eggs, then you can start renting chickens too.
I know.
Or you know what? Even better than that, you can rent the eggs. And you can sit there and watch them.
Yeah,
you know, the
maybe.
Grocery store and do that.
Maybe, exactly.
Rent the eggs.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But yeah, I mean, hey, you can do anything you want.
You can do anything you want. But the thing is, just don't. There's some people that don't need to own a business. You got to figure that out for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. It's a lot of fun. Don't you love owning your own business? We'll see you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.